Thank you.
When we're so really what we're looking at here now really is the is what happens when we tip our consciousness one way and another way. So we've just done this exercise of communing with the archangels, contemplating the word Anoki, which is the word for I am. So we've looked at the existence of the four great archangels seeing us and connecting with our existence. And what we've just been talking about is looking at if we tip our attention one way, we go into the world and the direct experience of the archangel. So that tips us into that imaginal kind of territory that underpins the outer world. And we can go and return from there. In the Merlin teachings and the Arthurian teachings, this is often called the wood, Brosilande. This is the wood that is the intermediary place between the solid seeming reality and the world of the divine. And if you look at the Arthurian literature, you find castles in there, you find hermit cells in there, you find villages in there. You find magical springs. You find all kinds, because this, in a certain sense, is the world of the deep imagination. You find angels and archangels and all the company of heaven in there. Beyond it is the world, Charles Williams would say, using Christian language, is the world of the Trinity, the world of the divine. Now, when we... So that's one exercise. When we create... When we look, get present in our bodies and present with the subtle aspects of the objects around us, what we do then is to create a vessel that's not just us, but us and the world around us. That enables then the deeper energy to be held through us and whatever we're in communion with. So this idea of creating grail space around us, where we, let's just do it actually, because I mean we've done it before, some of you may not remember it well enough. It's very simple. You begin really by just being present in your own body and feeling the center line of your body. And just feeling your own sense of sovereignty, your own sense of I am. Here I am. It's me. And when you just feel that solidly, you feel your connection to the ground, connection to your sense of center and self, let your awareness reach out to whatever you're sitting on. And acknowledge the living presence, even of whatever you're sitting on. The chair that holds you up, the mat that you're sitting on. And inviting that to join with your own sense of presence. And just noticing what happens when you do that. Noticing that act of communion. This is working with the web of exchange. And then letting your awareness reach out to other objects in the room, the altar in particular maybe. But also starting to be aware we're sitting together, so reaching out to each other. So we start to form a mutual grail space. Letting our awareness touch each other. Bearing in mind the sense that each point is at the center. So each of us are at the center of the circle. And letting our wave-like nature touch each other while retaining our sense of being the particle. letting that sort of knit itself into being, letting that become, in a certain sense, this becomes the woven basket, the container of the light. And we can just let it rest there, or we can, if we want to, reach out to the five archangels. Not in the way which we've just done, but just extending our attention, our invitation for them to join the weaving. And even if we wish, extend our attention to Yeshua and to Mariam. And then we just relax and trust what happens, just for a few minutes. And then very simply and gently thanking all who have joined with us in the creation of the space. And then just returning to our own sense of self. Feeling the resonance of all the connections that we've made. Letting our eyes open. Letting our sense of our own particle sense of reality, our sense of just sitting where we are, just simply being here, just being now, here and now, here we are, and open.